This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live in Oxnard right now on the On Time Experts Hot Seat. Remember, On Time Experts, air conditioning and plumbing, same day service. We bring to you Dallas Cowboys assistant head coach, DB coach Al Harris, who has already judged me in the commercial break. Good morning / afternoon, sir.
Hey, good morning, man. Thank you guys for having me.
Now, thanks for joining us.
Let's get right into this important thing that just came up in the commercial break. You asked if we have kids, and I said I have a 20-year-old and a 2-year-old. That's a gap of 18 years, to which your response was...
Damn.
And then we got the pause of, well, hold on. How old is your oldest kid and how old is your youngest kid?
Okay, so I think 28. 28, might be 27.
Okay.
All right, I got 19, 11, and 7.
So that, my friend, is a gap of 20 or 21 years, and mine is only 18. Yeah. So, to which I will say to you, damn.
Yes, yes. It's just a fact when you say two.
Yeah, I get it.
And 20, it's like, wow, okay. You had a good time to think about it if you were going to do it again.
Yeah, we really did. At which point I told you that we called Noah. I called Noah our replacement child, and my wife was like, no, don't do that.
Yeah, that's a fine. That's a fine.
We're not. Yeah, I got the letter in my locker. Yeah, so we're not doing that anymore.
Al, you have been kind of the unicorn guest for me.
He's so excited.
I am. I'm very excited. I remember a couple years ago watching you work with Trayvon on the sideline. Like, everybody's doing their stuff, and you're just over there throwing balls at him. And y'all are catching and going back and forth. And y'all already looked like y'all had built a really good relationship. And then the more I watched you, it was just like, this dude communicates so well with these players. Where is that communication? Where'd you learn that and grow that and harness that? And how do you apply that with these guys?
Well my thing with just getting into the coaching profession, I said to myself that I would never do or say anything to a player that I wouldn't have done or said to me when I'm in their seat. I wasn't a hard coach, but there were just certain things as a player that, hey, look, I'm going to do this. You just got to ride with me, coach. So I understand those. Like, there's going to be little things like that. So when guys just know you understand what they're going through, it makes your job a whole lot easier.
And then that's got to be, that's a huge factor, too, is you played the game irritatingly a lot of times as a Cowboys fan growing up. I mean, I saw it too many times. But, like, you played that game, and I guess being able to see and know what they're going through and they know that you know has to be a big factor in that relationship building.
Yes, it is. And then when you got guys, you spoke of Trey, when he came in, wanting to learn. I've coached a lot of good players, but I got to say, as a rookie, like, this guy came in wanting to learn every single word, like, he was absorbing, you know what I mean? And, he really made that come to life.
Must have really then crushed you last year whenever he got injured. Then.
Oh, yeah, don't bring it up.
I'm sorry. I will not mention it ever again.
Right. Yeah, not. Do you want to switch gears to Jordan Lewis, or do you want to go somewhere else?
Well, I was kind of curious on the Zimmer front. We know what his goals are with the front seven. Does it change at all from what you guys were doing with Quinn with him in the secondary?
Well, no, because, you know, both guys, he and Dan, you know what I mean, they know their stuff. Just different philosophies. So us on the back end, you know, coverage-wise, you know, man, we may do a couple different things, but it's more just the philosophy of how they're handling it up front, I would say.
Okay, so whatever they're doing up front is going to set you guys up for success.
There you go. It's a marriage.
Yeah, it is.
It's a marriage.
We talked with Jordan Lewis yesterday, and I know it's early. It looks like he's getting back to his old self. One of the things he told us, though, was not having to rehab and how big of a mental kind of hurdle that takes off your plate. How big of a deal is that when you're like, I don't have to worry about that now?
Yes. Rehabbing, man, rehabbing sucks as a professional.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what I mean? Because you got to go to work, but then you also got to rehab. And if you're at the point to where you're only rehabbing and not being able to practice, you know what I mean? That puts guys in a dark space. So you got to constantly be in contact with them to just make sure, hey, bro, you good? You know how everything going, X, Y, and Z, because, you know, he's only doing his rehab.
Yeah.
So when you come in to JD's, as far as with Jordan, you know, you come in, he doesn't have to rehab. All he has to worry about is ball. You know what I mean? That is awesome.
I have to imagine that's a huge
weight lift. Huge weight lift off your shoulders when you just, all I got to worry about, hey, look, my movements, you know, doing what I have to do to be successful on the field. Yes.
I know that the players will say, or maybe the company line is, we don't care. I thought it was really cool that Deron Bland ended up number 31 on the NFL players list of best players in the league. I know that's not necessarily your goal for the season, but I do think it was really cool to see the rest of the NFL kind of give him that recognition.
Yes, yes. And he should have been higher.
Fair.
I'm saying it. Yes, he should have been higher. For a kid, man, well, he's a grown man, but to be in his second year and to do what he did, we may not see that in our lifetime.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, like we've never seen it before.
That's
so,
what I'm saying. We may not see that again. And, you know, so a lot of people just sweep it under the rug. Hey, well, you're playing this quarterback or that quarterback. Man, I don't care what quarterback he's playing. If he's throwing that ball and you're able to get it as a defensive player and score, man, it's a great job. But I think it should have been higher.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Okay, so speaking of that part of it, I was talking with a coworker of ours who's a Packers fan, and he was like, that pick six against Seattle by Al Harris was really nice. Do you teach pick sixes? Like, how does that come about?
Well, our thing, you know, from the first day I stepped on campus, I've been talking about turnovers. Dan's about turnovers. Zim's about turnovers. So just the mentality meshes with the coordinators. But for us, man, I have a shot at all of the routes. I'm not just, you know, playing for the deep ball. You know what I mean? I got a shot at all the routes. And then once I get the ball, it's a better odds of me scoring as a defensive back than it is as far as a running back, a tight end, somebody that's in the core. We're out on the edge. If I get the ball 9 times out of 10, a lot of times I just got to beat that wide out.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a clear path. So for us, man, if you throw the ball towards the sideline, it's a cardinal sin to allow the guy to catch the ball if the ball's going towards the sideline. And if I catch the ball, me as the defender with the ball going towards the sideline, it's a cardinal sin not to score.
You got green right in front of you.
That's exactly right.
I feel like aside from the quarterback, cornerbacks probably have to do the most studying, because you got to go study multiple receivers for one.
Yes.
And then you also got to know that quarterback. And then you got to know if their run game's coming at you at some point. But knowing, hey, I don't know, Justin Jefferson likes to, you know, do a dig on this and all these things, and how does his eyes match up with the quarterbacks? It feels like you guys are just constantly looking for little tiny details.
Yes, I think that's where we excel here in Dallas, because those are the things that we harp on. You know what I mean? A lot of guys will hear me say, you know, I don't teach scheme. And to people who really don't know the position, they're going to be like, well, man, how's this guy coaching? He's not teaching scheme. Everybody runs cover 3. Everybody runs cover 4, cover 2, cover 1, quarter, half, whatever the case may be. But what am I doing within those coverages now? So, you know, once I teach them where to line up, the communication, splits, and things like that, now the teaching doesn't stop. What am I teaching him now to get him to where I can get to the ball faster than you can? So those are the things that we harp on day in and day out.
That's got to be exciting, too, for guys like, you know, Scott and Carson.
Carson, yeah.
Getting their chances to start learning at that level.
I'm glad that you said that, because Scott last year, he was one of the most buzzed about players of camp. And not that the buzz is not still there, but now Carson's got it picked up as well.
Yeah, he's doing a great job. Los is doing a phenomenal job. He's another young guy that came in and just wanting the information. And when you get guys like that, you know what I mean, you got to give it to them. Yeah, you definitely got to give it to them. Hats off to Will McClay and the whole scouting department, because that guy's he's a really, really good player. And the stats, the college stats wouldn't show, you know, the ability, the potential is really there with this kid.
Yeah.
Well, man, congratulations on the assistant head coach title, too, that goes along with this. Has that changed responsibilities? Do you kind of carry that a little differently?
Thank you. Yes, it carries more responsibility. You know, my day-to-day is just a little more added responsibility. I'm still doing the same thing I would have done last year, the year before, as far as working with my guys. But just a little more meetings that I wouldn't have been a part of. And, you know, just now it doesn't just go defense. You know what I mean? You're an extension. I consider myself an extension of Mike. So it's defense, it's offense, it's special teams. Wherever I'm needed, that's kind of where I just go and plug myself in.
Continuing to grow. I love the way my guys. I got to work with my guys. I just love hearing that,
too. And he gets
too.
To talk to media. I bet that's really exciting, too.
Yeah, that's like the second best perk of this
family. Yes. Always. It always is. Thank you very much, man.
Corey's been so excited. We're all excited that you're here, and we appreciate you jumping on with us.
Hey, no worries, man. Appreciate you guys for having me.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.